Hello, welcome to the Thursday, January 28th, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got an interesting packet today. I'm not really sure what to make of, so I posted about it to see if anybody else sees similar traffic. It's a SYNAC with a payload. Typically, SYNACs do not have payload. It's the second packet in the TCP handshake, typically, and should come from the server. Now, the source port of this packet is port 9090, which is commonly used sort of as an HTTP port for various admin interfaces. So typically, a web server would be listening on this port. Well, I never saw a SYN packet leave my network, so the assumption is that this is the result of some kind of DDoS attack. However, it's odd that this particular server choose to respond with a payload, about 500 or so, if I remember it correctly, bytes of just 0 bytes. So if you see any traffic like this, it would be interesting to see if anybody else has observed similar patterns. There is a slim chance here that this is some kind of broken software that's being used as an amplifier. If there is some kind of server that would respond to a SYN packet that's spoofed with a large SYNAC like this, then of course these servers could be used as an amplifier, but this would not be standard behavior and I'm not aware of any server that does this. And Safari users are reporting issues with Safari crashing on iOS as well as OS X. Apparently, the root cause here is Safari's suggestions. If you type something in the URL bar, it's being sent to Apple's servers in order to essentially do a search on any keywords that you typed in. And this feature apparently does cause Safari to hang. Now, there's a quick fix for it. You can just turn off Safari suggestions on iOS or on your Mac, and this should fix this particular problem. Since this appears to be a problem with Apple's servers, there may also be a fix that they will just deploy server-side just by improving that suggestion service response time. And apparently there was an interesting talk at the USENIX Enigma conference. I don't have a full transcript of it, only bits and pieces, but the lessons the talk tried to convey are very valid, I feel, and that's that even encrypted communication sometimes has quite a bit of data that can be extracted from it, in particular metadata about keys and the like. As one example, they're using PGP. Of course, if you're using PGP, the content of the email is typically very well encrypted, but what you don't do is hide the keys in the sense that there are still usernames, there are still key IDs and such that can be used, for example, to derive who sent a particular email, and that can still be valuable to, for example, identify social networks. In addition, another sort of hit against custom encryption. Apparently, a Mujahideen encryption system that is being used by some jihadist groups is not only very difficult to use, which leads to it not being used correctly, but just the fact that a message is encrypted using this particular encryption scheme does identify them as part of this particular social network, and then, of course, makes it easier to target these messages and prioritize them for decryption. So what this really means is that the more you encrypt, the more difficult it becomes to identify messages that are worthwhile decrypting. And secondly, that it is important to keep different keys for different purposes in order to keep these social networks separate. And I'm talking about sort of real-life social networks here, not social networks like Facebook. And Arbor Networks is reporting in its Global Threat Landscape report that they are seeing more and larger distributed denial of service attacks. The max that they are stating is 400 gigabits per second now. Now, that's not really fundamentally different from what we have seen in the past. At that kind of size, it gets really difficult to measure these denial of service attacks. And really, this increase in measured size may really more reflect an increase in capacity to actually deal and collect that kind of data. Well, and as a final little news bit, if you did watch the last episode of The X-Files, you may have been a little bit humored by the one person who wasn't really willing to talk outside of their car because of potentially planes flying overhead and intercepting communication. The Anaheim Police Department in California now admitted that they're using Stingray and Dirtbox devices on little airplanes in order to intercept phone calls. And this is it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.